Hi everyone, it's Jason and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, November 26th, and we hope that you had a good Thanksgiving. And we had a chilly parade and a really chilly Saturday, but we did warm up today, and that is in large part due to a low pressure system that's tracking right over the region. So that's brought temperatures into the 50s with an onshore flow and some heavy rainfall. Now, this coastal low is going to be out of here by Monday morning. There might be some standing water from the commute, but should be okay. Now, during the day on Monday, we're going to have a cold front come through with the upper trough, and we're going to get into some cold advection. So we will see temperatures tumble on Monday, and it's going to stay cold right through Tuesday and Wednesday. And we're going to do it with a strong northwesterly flow for Tuesday and Wednesday as well. By Thursday into Friday, we're going to start seeing a more zonal flow across the Northeast, and we'll see temperatures moderate with that change. And we may see one area of low pressure come at us for the weekend from the Southwest. So rain is going to be ending by sunrise Monday. We'll see partial clearing, and it's going to be breezy. We'll see temperatures start out in the low 50s and end in the upper 30s. And we're going to have winds going from southwest to northwest at about 15 to 25 miles per hour. And Monday night will drop into the low 30s. Tuesday, it's a cold day. We've got a good deal of sunshine in the morning. We might see some cumulus in the afternoon. We'll have highs in the upper 30s, but it'll feel more like the low 30s with wind gusts near 30 miles per hour as this weekend system keeps intensifying to our northeast. Now, there will be a disturbance in the northern stream on Tuesday, and there will also be a lot of lake effect going on. It's possible, that some of that precipitation could make it down into our area. So can't rule out Tuesday being the first measurable snowfall of the year. It would likely just be a trace, but it could happen. And we'll clear out Tuesday night. We'll be in the upper 20s and still windy. And we're still going to be breezy on Wednesday as well. Mostly sunny. We'll be in the upper 30s. And Wednesday night, we'll fall back into the lower 30s. Now, you'll notice a big improvement for Thursday. That's when high pressure will be setting up to our south and the flow will be going zonal. So Thursday is going to have lots of sunshine and highs will be right around average and about 10 degrees warmer in the upper 40s. And Thursday night will settle into the upper 30s. Now, Friday, we're going to have increasing clouds, some model discrepancies on the timing of the next weather system, but it looks like we'll have showers arriving late in the day, about a 30% chance, and highs will be in the low 50s. And this will continue through Friday night into early Saturday with lows in the low 40s. So, cold air is going to be long gone by the time that system impacts us. And so that will be only in the form of rain, even though we will be going into December later this week. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You could find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC on Long Island, and on Patreon, track the very first flakes with us at JC Weather.